Jim Fried.
Thank you so much, Wanda, for that great introduction. Thank you for all the great traffic. And now we've got the person who I absolutely love to talk to,
because
she helps me stay calm and keep my 2 feet on the ground, Dr. Michelle Wiener. Dr. Michelle, welcome back to the show.
Yay.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Doctor. I'm having you on specifically because I'm confused. I'm confused because I just read about all of this flour. You can get flour. Go get flour. This dispensary's got flour. Jim, how come you're not buying flour? I get a text, get flour. But then I call you, and there's confusion. First of all, let's tell everybody why I'm calling you, and then let's talk about why I'm confused.
Okay. Do you want me to clarify what's going on?
Yeah, please. First I want to tell, let's get your credentials out there. Dr. Michelle was a fellow at Jackson. She's a real doctor, DO. She's my doctor. She helps me get my prescription for medical marijuana just like she can you, but she's just not a machine. She's a thoughtful, caring person. Dr. Michelle, welcome back to the show.
Wow.
Like that,
awesome.
Huh? Like that, huh? All right, now that I teed you up, Doc, tell me a little bit about what's a confusion, because I'm confused, and if I'm confused, got to be a lot more people confused.
So smokable marijuana is now legal. So that was a big deal for us in Florida, because initially it was oil-based. And by smokable, I mean actual flower. So now patients can purchase flower. However, the rules state that you actually have to try other products first in the dispensary before you are eligible for smokable flower, which means a new patient who comes in, we don't put the order in for smokable flower. So now the question is, even physicians are not even sure, for example, how many things patients have to try before they're allowed to get it. So now when a patient comes in as a follow-up, we ask them what we have to look through, see what they have purchased in the past, and then we ask them, why is this not satisfactory, or perhaps why are you interested in smokable flower? And so really what I find is patients are stating that the cost of the products are too expensive and flower would be more economical. As well as maybe they're getting partial relief and they want to see through using flower, which has the entourage effect, all the cannabinoids, terpenes, and flavonoids of the cannabis plant. Maybe they're going to get more relief or more benefit from the combination of everything. So those seem to be, you know, the two most common reasons why a patient would want smokable flower. Or perhaps they're used to it in the past, and that's what's worked for them. And the oil, that which is made mainly of just two components, CBD and THC, is not equivalent to what they were used to.
So then if somebody has been using these oils and they found one that helps them, then it really doesn't make sense to go to the flower unless, why would somebody do that?
Well, so it doesn't mean because you're getting flower, you can't get other routes of administration.
Oh, okay. So if you get flower, you're still allowed to do, like, for instance, for me, the tincture oil really helps me and my wife go to sleep. The CBD oil really helps my wife. And I'm talking about the prescription quality CBD oil and THC stuff, really helps us with some other things. We found it to really work for us. I know a lot of other people it works for, too. So I don't want to give that up, so I can also get smokable without giving up the other derivative products?
Yes. So as long as you're not a new patient, you can actually have access to all. What they allow you to get is 2.5 ounces every 35 days of flower, and you can have possession of up to four.
Wow.
And what's interesting is the registry works on a every 70-day basis. You have to update someone's order every 70 days with three refills for a total of 210 days until you have to see the patient by law. This is very interesting because now we have to update the order every 35 days for flower, which is six times in that period of time, which is really a lot of work for us to try to track when they first purchased and continuously do 35-day updates from there. So it's a lot of work on this registry based on this 35-day rule. And honestly, physicians don't really know what qualifies a patient for, have they tried enough of other products. So we're just you know, we're learning too. We're just submitting information, understanding that we're working with the Department of Health. That's been actually very accessible to us because a lot of the physicians have reached out with questions because we knew it passed, but we didn't know exactly the data would be available.
Okay, so somebody can go into a dispensary. Some of them have it. Some of them don't. They need to go to their doctor. The doctor has to say, you've now been my patient for X, Y, and Z. You've tried A, B, and C, B, D. I had to just do that. It felt really good. Had to try A, B, C, and D. And you have. It really hasn't worked for you. You'd like to try something new. I'll give you this trial prescription. Come back in a month and a half, and we'll see how it went. And then it's every single month?
No, a few things. So you can actually just, you don't have to see the patient for 210 days, but you have to keep track of updating that order. So the physician and the physician's office has to keep track of updating that order every 35 days so we can put refills on that. But most important is that the patients have to actually come into their physician face-to-face, sign a consent, because now they have updated the consent to include smokable flower, where they talk about the risks and benefits of using smokable flower. So that's a new consent. Even if you've seen your physician recently, you still have to sign that consent, and you have to submit to the Department of Health the paperwork stating what you've purchased. And it doesn't mean you failed oil. The oil could still be working for you, but perhaps it's expensive, or perhaps you want to see if you'll get more of a benefit with flower. So a lot of the patients aren't failing the oils. They're actually getting relief, but they may be getting partial relief, or they want to see if it's more affordable to try another route.
So what would you recommend to somebody that's out there? I go to these dispensaries. I see all different types of people, all walks of life, everything from the person with a tattoo that rides in on the ninja motorcycle to the two grandmas that I saw that came in that bought like $1,000 worth of CBD oil and vape pens. It was just amazing to watch happen. So who is it, and when do they come see you, and how do they do that, and why should they do it?
So I would say anyone who wants to improve their quality of life that is suffering with a chronic or debilitating condition, whether that's going to be anxiety or insomnia or chronic pain, or if they have a neurological issue such as Parkinson's, MS, obviously cancer patients, seizure patients. Post-traumatic stress is one of the most common diagnoses I see, as well as chronic pain and things like fibromyalgia. So they would have to come see a physician like myself, and I have multiple offices in South Florida, and we just review all their different medications, their different chronic conditions, and then it's a lot of education. So I educate them on the difference between CBD and THC, the different routes of administration, and really try to educate them on demystifying that stigma, the fact that, you know, you don't have to get high and you can still use the cannabis plant. A lot of people are just using the CBD for an overall well-being type of feeling, you know, just improving their quality of life, whether it's dealing with stress or anxiety or, you know, issues with sleep. And then trying to tell them, you know, a way of using THC or incorporating THC into their cannabis regimen without having that intoxicating effect.
Well, listen, Dr. Michelle, you said you have offices all around town. How do people find out about you, email or website, or what do they Google to find you?
My office number is 305-974-5533. And my website's drmichellewiener.com. And my offices are in Hollywood, Boca, and Miami.
Okay. Well, give it just a second. And then what's the phone number again, Dr. Michelle?
305-974-5533.
I want to thank you so much for coming on today. And I know that you're on your way to an event where you're going to be speaking live. So thank you so much. We look forward to having you back on the show, back in the studio, bringing your kids over. We're going to have the best time next time you're on, Dr. Michelle, because whenever you're on, you help our whole audience get well.
We feel elevated.
Thank you, Wanda. You're the best.
Thanks, Wanda.
All right, Dr. Michelle. It's our pleasure. Stay safe. We'll be back with more Freed on Business after this.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn. You don't need extra.
I'll show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And now don't forget, Warren Henry's got an Audi store in Gainesville. Exceptional cars all, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
We can have a good time. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss.
Jim Freed and Wanda Myers.
In our country, we have polite ways of getting the attention of others. And this isn't one of them. Introducing the Polite Horn from Honda Canada. A revolutionary innovation in vehicular communication, the Polite Horn allows drivers to cease causing a ruckus on the road and instead assert themselves passive-aggressively, as is appropriate. Help our streets reclaim some civility. The Polite Horn from Honda. Available on all new models.
On 880, The Biz.
All right. Hey, everybody. I want to make sure you give me a call at 305-773-6300 if I can help you with some creative real estate financing. Maybe you own your home, been there a while, want to pull some cash out. Maybe you own an investment property, want to pull some cash out. Maybe you're a foreigner and you want to get a loan. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because it's something that we can help you with. If it's a real estate issue that's confusing, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. You heard us talk about smokable marijuana. Now we're going to talk to one of the reps for one of the marijuana verticals here in the state of Florida, Jenny Freed. You might sound familiar. That's right. I love this woman. She's my niece. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hi, Uncle Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, how do you say the name of your firm, Move?
It's Move, M-U-V.
All right. Now, we're going to get moving. I heard you're up. I know you're up in Wellington. You're coming down to South Beach to my territory.
We are.
So I want to hear little bit about your products. What makes Move different and why should I try it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, we're opening up in Miami Beach in about 6 weeks. We'll be on 5th and Washington. So we'll be really close. So that's really exciting. First and foremost, Move really brings the precision of pharmaceutical industry to the medical cannabis industry. So we are an R&D company. So basically, we have hired all of the top-notch, we have PhD chemists who do all of our growing for us. And we spend a lot of time and energy and money trying to get the best growers. In fact, we work with Phil Hague. And he is absolutely phenomenal. And I have to say that it's very, very exciting that Move Flower is coming very soon. And I have to say it is some of the most gorgeous flower that I have ever seen in the industry. We've carefully selected our genetics and only the ones that tested to our standards. And we are ISO 9001 certified, which means that everything is the cleanest, low microbial count, low mold count, and you're just going to get the cleanest cannabis
product in the industry.
You know, that was very important. One of the reasons that they didn't want Vivian to do any cannabis products after she had her kidney surgery is because she's got all these anti-rejection drugs. They were very concerned about the impurity, the fungi, and the different pollutants. So if you're that pure, that's very important to people like Vivian. It is a medicine that she takes to keep her calm. Now, tell me a little bit about this. You've got smokable. What is the difference between one type of smokable and another? Help me out here.
Okay. So, I mean, basically, if you're talking about, are you talking about strains? Or you're talking about company to company. If you're talking about strains, you know, we have all different types from, you know, sativa dominant to the indica dominant. Basically, you know, the indica, which is going to make you, you know, a little bit more tired, help with anxiety, and people who need help, you know, falling asleep and things like that. The indigas are excellent for that. And the sativas are really great for during the day, that you can use the medicine throughout your day. And what's nice about Move is we have a lot of non-smokable options for those people who are not really into that. We have transdermal patches and transdermal gels, which uses our new evolved technology. We're the only ones that have this. So basically what we've done is we've created nanoemulsion, which creates, it allows the medicine to pass through the barrier of your skin and get into your bloodstream. Wow. So you're able to get your medicine through a patch or a gel all through, and it goes into the blood. So it's not like your typical topical. It's actually systemic.
Now,
so,
that's awesome.
One of the things I like, Jenny, is the oils that you can put right in there. You got any of those
exactly.
pure oils? What's the story with that?
Yeah. So the tinctures, the oils, one of the things, we use the evolved technology for our tinctures as well, which is unlike any other dispensary. So basically, you know, oil obviously does not mix with water. So when you put those tinctures, if you want to put it into a water just so it's easier to drink or whatever, a lot of it just kind of sits on the top and you have to keep mixing it and such.
I use it with ice cream. We use it with ice cream.
Right, whatever works. So what I like to do is, you know, I'll take a glass of water, you take a couple of the droplets, and you don't even do one mix and it's completely dissolved.
Oh.
And you get your medicine right there through the tincture. It's the best tincture that I've ever tried.
When are you coming? So you're opening in 6 weeks. I'm getting my invitation in the mail, I hope. We've only got like a minute left. So is there a website? How do people get more information on this fabulous subject? And you better be coming into the studio live.
Definitely.
We are based off of a company called AltMed, AltMed.
Right.
So you can go to altmedflorida.com or moveproducts.com. And you should be able to get all the information about where all of our five dispensaries are. And to get product information, you can shop online. We do delivery with a 25-mile radius. And then also you can do an online order as well and pick it up in the store.
That's amazing. We got to get you in the studio. I know Wanda wants to meet you.
Definitely.
We certainly need to get calm. Perhaps we can test your products. I'd have to hire an Uber that day to take me home.
Sounds great.
All right. Hey, listen, tell Ethan and Ella that I love them. I can't wait to see them. Tell your big sis that she's the bomb as far as I'm concerned. And you tell your mom how much we love her, okay?
Of course. Thanks so much for having me on, Uncle Jim. I'll talk to you soon. Love to Vivian.
We love you guys. My best. We can't
me
wait
too.
To give you a hug. Oh, my gosh. That
right.
girl's a
Bye.
Fireball. She's one of the reasons that her sister won. This girl is like the Navy. The other one's the Marines. This one helps her out. It's just great. I love them. I'm so blessed to have them as my family. Blessed to have you and Polo in my family too, Wanda. And I'm blessed to have
likewise.
I'm blessed to have all of my listeners on 880 AM as part of my family. And of course, I'm a member of the Warren Henry family.